Hey, Smutters.
Hey.
So, how is your week going?
Hot.
I'm exhausted from this heat.
I think the whole United States is in a heat wave.
I'm convinced at work that I am, like, in the seventh layer of hell, and I'm being, punished for something because it's so hot.
Yeah, it's humid, too. I mean, it's just miserable out.
Yes.
You walk outside and you immediately start sweating.
Yeah. And, like, y'all, I leave at 4:30 in the morning to go to work, and I'm walking out the door to my car, and I'm already sweating by the time I get to my car.
It was like the other night, the sun had just went down, but I looked, and it was still, when I looked at my phone, it still said 90. That's freaking crazy.
The other day at work, it was 101, and y'all... It's too much.
That's just the temperature. The heat index would have been like 104, 105.
Yeah, it felt like 4,000. It was ridiculous.
But yeah, other than that, it's been a decent week.
Yeah, pretty good. So, we're going to do something a little bit different tonight. You already know the plan.
What are we doing?
Okay. So, I heard this story on another podcast. Don't worry, they did it a long time ago. I just found a new one, and I'm just listening to their old stuff. And it really got me, and there was a documentary on it. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to watch the documentary, and we're going to do something on this. But...
You know, I think the idea of it is cool.
Yeah.
Like, if it could really happen.
Exactly. But what we're going to do is we're going to go over the whole entire story... But then we're going to debunk it because
it's fake.
It's fake. I think it's fake.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe it's possibly, maybe it could be true. We never know.
It's not true.
We never know 100%.
Yeah, we know 100%. This is
but
real.
We're going to debunk it a little bit and we're going to have a little fun tonight. But it's a very cool story. And also... It's called The Confessions of a Time Traveler, and
it's about the dude from 3036.
Yes, the man from 3036, and if you look it up, it says you can watch it on Amazon Prime. I looked it up on Amazon Prime. It's not there, so we had to watch it on YouTube several times just so we could get the whole story and let y'all know what all is said, and then we'll tell y'all what we think about it because some people do think it's true, and that's great. But we've got our own theories, and we're going to let y'all know what we think. Also, happy Father's Day.
Thanks.
And happy Father's Day to all the daddies out there. And also, happy birthday to our baby girl, Ashlyn.
Happy birthday,
happy
baby
birthday.
Girl.
Okay. So, let's get started.
Let's get it started.
Now, I know Troy has a lot of opinions on this story, and I do too, because when I first listened to the podcast about it, I started taking notes immediately. So, we're going to start. The interviewer of the documentary, his name is Jack Helms, and the time traveler from 3036...
Just to throw this out there, I really wouldn't call this a documentary. It's more of a, like, a Blair Witch kind of...
Yeah, kind of. But, I mean, there's... I'll tell y'all about it when we get to the part, but there were actual news reports on it. I will give it that. Okay. Now, the time traveler's name is Sebastian.
I love the name Sebastian.
Our first cat's name was Sebastian.
And I don't even like cats.
I know. I used to feed him chili cheese fries. Okay. So.
That's why he died.
He did not.
You killed our cat.
I did not kill your cat. Okay. So when this documentary starts, it shows a bunch of news reports that this man gets arrested for stealing a banana in a marketplace. And then it comes out that the man thinks he is from 3036, and it's just all these articles and news people talking on top of each other, talking about the story of him getting arrested and him saying he's a time traveler. So, Jack Helms hears about this, and it kind of fascinates...
Whoa, my bad.
Wow.
I just opened the Instagram app and it just went whoop.
Wow. So it kind of fascinates Jack, and he finds Sebastian and he gives him a call and he's like, hey, can I please set up an interview? And Sebastian's like, I don't know. I don't know if that's such a good idea. I'm not trying to get attention from this. You know, this was just an unfortunate.
Then he agrees the two interviews.
Yeah, then he agrees. So after, you know, he's like, oh, come on, I'm a believer. You know, Sebastian's like, yeah, let's do this. So they do. Sebastian wants to meet Jack in the park, okay, so they can have their interview. That's not funny. Stop. So they can have their interview.
Intercourse, you mean?
Stop. Anyway, so Jack pulls up and Sebastian comes up. You're so dirty. Stop it. So Sebastian meets him at the car and he's like, do you have a cell phone? And Jack's like, well, yeah.
Keep in mind, he's like, do you have a cell phone? You can't be anywhere around it because he's full of like radiation. It makes him sick.
We're not at that part yet.
But he answers the phone for an interview.
Stop.
Okay, sorry.
Okay, maybe he's got a landline. Okay. I don't know. If y'all don't know what a landline is, that is a telephone with a cord going into the wall. Okay. So anyway, he's like, turn your cell phone off. Or if you need it for emergency purposes, put it on airplane mode. So, obviously, Jack, I guess he doesn't. I don't know if he agrees or not. But it seems like he's recording him with the cell phone and all this. So, basically, Jack starts talking to him. And he's like, wow, on the news reports, you were bald. You didn't have any hair. And he's like, well, that was from the radiation in my time. But since I've come back here, my hair has started to grow back.
Convenient.
Fair. Okay, we'll give it to him. But yes, he goes on to say that everyone in the future is bald, even the women, because of the radiation and the poor air quality and everything that's in it. So he goes on to say in the 2060s, cell phones are banned for because of radiation. And it all started with, you know, the 5G. And if we knew exactly what we were agreeing to with cell phones, nobody would have one now. That it's just very dangerous to our health. So by the 280s, it is said that everyone has iodized metal in their blood system. Children are born with it in their blood. And the average...
Oh, you got to have a chip.
We're not there yet.
Sorry.
Stop jumping ahead. I think he really likes this story because he's super excited about it. Okay, so, and the average lifespan is about 40 years old for men and about 50 years old for women. By 3010, though, he says things start to get better. Let's see here. Now, when Sebastian was caught trying to steal... He could not be identified in any of the databases that they had. And he's also, you know, Jack's like, well, why don't you go back? Why can you not go back? And he's like, well, you know, y'all don't have the means to let me go back right now. He goes, well, actually, y'all do, but y'all just don't know it yet. So it's not like he brought his teleporter with him or anything. Will you stop? So he didn't bring his little DeLorean or whatever with him to time travel back to 36. I almost said 63. So he's stuck. Also, he said that by the 3000s, there are no more houses, that people live in pods. And we'll get to that part later. Robots are used to... basically are used for children until they're 16. And in the future, all food and water is free in the marketplace. And you get up to 3 credits to get like hot food or clothes. So you can get 3 free things like that in the marketplace, but all fruit. And he cannot believe that we have to pay for water. That's just, it's unbelievable to him. And
I'm not there yet. I'm talking about where you're at. Never mind. Go ahead. Sorry. Good. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
Oh, okay. I'm there now. It says it at the top. Go for it. Nope. Okay. So what Troy was about to say was that people in the future refer to our time as the idiot time. So, you know, honestly, after hearing his story, I'm kind of fine with that, because what is it that ignorance is bliss? So, you know, everything that they know in the future, from what he says, it does not sound like a good time. So I'm okay with that. Now, so that's the end of their first interview in the park. And then later on, Jack calls back and he's like, hey, let's do a second interview. And he's like, okay, let's do it. So he's all about these interviews now. And on his way, Jack is talking to the camera while he's driving. Probably not a very safe thing to do, but that's Jack. And he's saying that he's being followed. There's a car that's been following him. He pulled into the gas station, and the car pulled into the gas station, and he left, and he's still being followed. But you know what? It didn't stop him from going to Sebastian's house, so he led him right to Sebastian, didn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. I wonder if that's what happened to Sebastian.
No.
No. Okay. So Jack gets to Sebastian's house, and he goes in the bathroom, says he's got to use the bathroom, goes in there and starts kind of digging through drawers and stuff, and he finds a comb, and he gets some of the loose hairs off the comb from Sebastian, so, and puts them in a little baggie so he can have them sent off for testing. Then he gets back in there, and he starts talking to Sebastian, and he's like, okay, give me everything. Give me what all happens in the future. And Sebastian's like, you want it all, huh? A crash course. And he's like, yeah, give it to me. So here we go. Sebastian says it all starts with a world war that changes everything. The war is between US, Russia, EU, China, and Iran. It's massive. And another is starting now, and it is called the vaccine war. Millions of people will die. And eventually, all children, when they are born, will have a chip inserted in their hand. It is with the vaccine. It is vital that they have this, because if they don't, they cannot travel or go to school or have money, anything. You need this chip for everything, pretty much. If you don't have one, they will... You're known as a beneather. A beneather is someone who lives underground. They refused the vaccine and they refused the chip, so they have to live underground out in the radiation, in the poor air conditions. They don't have masks, they don't have respirators, so the beneathers don't live very long is what he's saying. Which brings me back to the pods. That is the reason why they are living in pods now, because it does protect them from the outside circumstances going on. And as I said, the beneathers do not have the pods that are sealed and all that. So that's why they don't live for a long time. Sebastian, you know, talks about this chip that all the children get when they're born. And then in the middle of the interview, he's like, look, I have a scar on my hand and you can feel where the chip is. And Jack feels it, and he's like, oh yeah, I feel it. Well, then Jack's like, hey, would you agree to get an x-ray? He's like, we'll pay for it, everything. I just want to prove that you have it for, you know, this whole thing that we're doing. And he's like, oh, you don't believe me? And he's like, no, I do. He's like, I just think it would be great to have physical proof of it. And he's like, yeah, why not? So what were you saying about the x-ray and radiation?
Are we to that point yet?
Yes, we're at that point. I'm sorry.
To debunk?
Well, not to debunk, but I just kind of think this is, it's an obvious thing. You know what I mean?
Oh, I can wait till then.
Okay. So they go and they get the x-ray and it shows the chip in his hand. And I've got a picture of that that I will post on Instagram. And while they're there, you know, Jack's like, since we're here, let's do some blood work too. And, you know, he's like, okay, let's do it. So now, like, Sebastian seems to be all into this. And they start talking again, and he's like, these are the last days of freedom, and you're as free as you're ever going to get. Now, he says that the world population in 3036 is at 2 billion. And then he starts talking about something called the Big Blackout and tells Jack that he will still be alive, but he should probably try to check out before then. He will be around 70 years old. And the Big Blackout will happen in December of 2052. Everything goes dark for 5 years. We will have no power, no internet from supposed terrorists, he says, but nobody thinks it is terrorists. They think it's like aliens or something like that that the government knows about. They do speculate about it. It takes 20 years for them to fix this. It's worldwide. It causes riots. It is pure chaos, and it kills off a ton of the population. Basically, you just got to start growing your own food, and you've got to figure all this stuff out, and it's going to be miserable, is what he's saying. He says it's one of the darkest times the world has ever seen. So then he starts, like, after that part, he's talking about this horrific thing that's going to happen. He's like, let's talk about zoos. So he starts talking about how the zoos at his time, there are dogs in the zoos, and there's cats, and there's squirrels, because all the other animals have gone extinct. And it's really something if you get to see a cat, you know. So that's what their zoos are. And then he starts talking, going more into the whole children thing, that children are assigned robots when they're born, and they are called the caring ones. They will stay until the child is 16, when they are able to mate. They are basically as important as the parents, because the robots are the ones, they check their health, their vital signs. They make sure the children are learning properly or eating properly. Basically, it's just a third parent. So they do not have schools anymore, and they do not have religion. He said the very few Christians left in the world have been put underground with the Beneathers, and they don't live very long. They said that mating is allowed 3 times a year, that the women are watched closely for, you know, they want them to have perfect health if they're going to have children. And, you know, the men are watched closely so they can have the perfect children. And also
3 times a year, huh?
3 times a year. And if you do have children outside the regulated time, he said they will kill the child or they will be eaten by the higher ups. Did you hear him say that about them eating the child? Mm-hmm. So he then goes on to talk about how in the future there's no entertainment, there's no movies. You know, the only thing they can really do on their downtime is read books. And even then, which, you know, reading's wonderful. I love reading, but their reading has to have an educational purpose. So they've got to read like a math book or something. So it's really sounds awful. Every country is under a corporation. There is no more United States of America. There are 3 major corporations that take over. There is Gavi, which is a Bill Gates corporation. Gavizon, which is Amazon and Bill Gates Corporation put together. And then you have the Rothschilds, which I believe he said he was under the Roth Corporation. So after they have that little interview, Jack decides to leave, and he's still, you know, he's still being followed. And it doesn't seem to worry him that much, because he doesn't talk about it much more after that. But he then gets the results back after he sends the hair in for testing, okay? So the results are that no links to any DNA strand on record matched his hair. There was a 0% match to any bloodline in history, which is insane, and that's kind of exciting and crazy. And so Jack, you know, Sebastian didn't know that Jack took his hair. And Jack, you know, he feels kind of bad, and he wants to call Sebastian and kind of confess what he did and let him know what he found out. So he calls, and Sebastian answers, and he's in kind of a panic. He's like, I can't talk to you anymore. I never should have talked to you. This is the last time we'll speak. And he hangs up. And, you know, but before he hangs up, he does say that he wasn't totally honest on how he got here. And it's kind of left at that. Jack tries to find Sebastian. He calls his landlord, and his landlord says that Sebastian just left one day. He left everything in his apartment and has not been back since. Then after that, he gets Sebastian's blood results, and the lab technician said, quote, it was unlike anything ever seen before. So it kind of proved what Sebastian was saying about the blood in the children in the 2080s. So Jack's looking for weeks for Sebastian, and there's just no sign of him. There's, like, you know, nothing. He calls him constantly, goes by his apartment, everything. He's not there. So then Jack is watching the news one day, and a body was found in the park, and it was badly burnt to beyond recognition, and the left hand was cut off. Now, that's awful and terrible in its own, but what's also strange is that the chip in Sebastian's hand was in his left hand. So, also, the park that the body was found in is called Cypress Park, and that is the park where they did the first interview, and that's the park where Sebastian liked to go, and he said that it was nice to get out into the park because it helped you think. It was so peaceful and calm. And so that was basically one of his favorite spots to go while he was around. So it never was said for sure if it was Sebastian, but Jack never did get back in touch with Sebastian. So at the end of this, after all that's said and done, it cuts to a part of an interview, and Sebastian's like, as I said, it was an accident on how I got here. And then, you know, Sebastian's like, all right, turn your camera off. And obviously Jack's like, yeah, my camera's off. And he's still rolling where, you know, you can't see their faces. He's got it held down. And Sebastian's like, that's the official story, that it was an accident on how I got here. But he says, off the record, 3036, he says, that's it. That's the end. He said, it's the last year humanity will cease to exist. Every 6,300 years, the supreme race returns and wipes out the human race. The government is fully aware of it right now, and it comes out to the public in 800 years. And then he ends with a quote, and he says, as a wise man once said, history is nothing more than a set of lies agreed upon. Whew. That's kind of, which that, when I was listening to this story the first time, and he's like, 3036, that's the end, it gave me chills, y'all, because I wasn't expecting that. I wasn't expecting him to be like, that's the end of the world, that's the end of humanity, you know? So, let's debunk.
I mean, everything that he said is stuff that he can think of for today.
Absolutely. And what was that movie? Because we were talking about, there's so many movies that are futuristic movies and they're run by corporations. What all did you find that, because we were looking that up also.
Well, I mean, it says he's afraid of radiation, blah, 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 but he agrees to go have an x-ray. Right. I mean, if he's scared of a cell phone, the x-ray would have killed him. He's wearing a COVID mask.
Oh, yeah, I forgot to say another reason why he wanted him to turn his phone off was that the amount of radiation in the cell phone makes him sick. It makes his stomach hurt real bad.
And he just so happens to mention 5G that was rolling out when this was filmed. You know, he's from 3036. He's going to come back and remember 5G right now. You know, the other thing is, I mean, just common sense. The dude comes back from 3036. He doesn't have any money, so he steals a banana. But yet the fucker has enough money to rent an apartment, have a cell phone or landline in some form or fashion, lights, water, and he has no ID or anything like that. Well, how in the hell did he rent a place in the first place? You got to have ID to do anything. Well, except right. vote. But, I mean, you got to have ID for anything.
Right. Also, as I was listening to it and I started taking notes, I mean, like, while I was listening, they would say certain things about how the future was. And I, you know, I got several things from movies. I got, you know, there's a part where he's talking about the towers and the mirrors and the reflectors and everything. And it made me think of Divergent. And then, you know, it made me think of Hunger Games, how everything's kind of spaced off into different areas. And then when he starts talking about the Beneathers, I was like, that's Demolition Man. And there was something else on there that reminded me of Futurama. And I was just,
yeah,
you know what I mean? And you had found those movies. One was, what, Logan's Run, and the other one was actually called Corporation, where...
Yeah, and there's Westworld and...
Westworld, where things are taken over by corporations. So, you know, it's a fascinating story. It truly is. But, you know, you were right when you said that it's kind of like the Blair Witch Project, how people thought when that first came out that it was a real thing. But then, as the longer it ran, people were like, you know what? No, it's not. So, you know, it's just, I hated it. I hated the end. He, you know, in the documentary, he seemed like such a sad person. And you kind of think, you know, he's by himself. He has nobody here. And, but, you know, some of the things, you know, I'm just, I don't know.
Pods you live in.
Pods. There was a movie that I watched when I was younger that my dad showed me, and these people. It was a what is that man's name? He's a Woody Allen movie, and they lived in pods, and it made me think of that, how they just had these tiny little pods they lived in, and that's, you know, that was another movie that, you know, they could have gotten things from. So, you know, it's easy to sit here and listen and be like, that sounds familiar. Because it does. But did you think of any certain movies? Like, because I haven't seen a lot of the futuristic movies. Like, but also, my foot's falling asleep. Demolition Man was one that it really got me. I was like, because, you know, they don't really have the countries anymore in Demolition Man. And what's funny about in that movie is they're like, there's only one restaurant that survived and we're going to eat at Taco Bell. And I'm so excited because it's this fancy restaurant because it's the only restaurant. And
the thing about it is 2021 was one of the worst years ever. Why would he come back to 2021?
Right.
I mean...
Well, also, he never really says how he came back is the thing. Like, were you just blown into oblivion? Were you were just taken back in time? He never says. He says that we have the means for it, but he never goes into it. You know what I mean? So, like, we could easily make a documentary and say that we're time travelers and be like, you know what? Y'all know how we did it. We don't need to explain it because your government has it all. You know, we could do that. But, so it didn't get you once?
No.
No? All right. Well, y'all, let us know what you think. You can find, as I said, it's called The Confessions of a Time Traveler. And I found it on YouTube. They have since taken it off of Amazon. And watch it. I personally think, doesn't he look like the Unabomber in his outfit that he's wearing?
Yeah, that was weird too.
Yeah, he's dressed kind of like the Unabomber. Oh, don't forget
the massive blackouts and stuff. I mean, it's yeah, just all just... Yeah, the massive
blackout. That was actually in American Dad.
That was also a show that I used to watch on NBC. What is it? Remember when all the lights were out? I had the cute girl running around.
Yes, I do, because we watched it.
I can't remember the name of it.
I can't either because I remember like they were scientists pulling their kids in a wagon.
And the guy that was in it is the guy that captures Grogu.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, was it? It wasn't V, was it?
No. Also, Bella from Twilight's dad is the main character.
That was yes. Was it Revolution?
Yeah.
Revolution.
Yeah.
Okay, because I remember it. This one part stuck with me because the scientists knew it was about to happen, and they had ice cream, and they got their kids. They're like, "Eat all the ice cream you can. It's gonna be a long time before you can have some more," which is really sad. But yeah, just like Revolution, and that show came out before this documentary. So as you can see, y'all, you can pretty much think of any futuristic show or movie and see where it comes into play in this documentary. And they put it together beautifully. It's, you know, it's very fascinating to watch, and it'll get you thinking. But at the same time,
maybe a good idea, but just,
yeah, it's a good idea.
Too much bullshit in it.
Yeah, there was. I mean, it'd make a good movie, but do not try to pass it off as a documentary. Because I'm sure you could get anyone to say they're a nurse and, you know, say, "Oh my goodness, it was off the charts and I've never seen anything like this." I would be the perfect person to do it. But, yeah, Troy wasn't too thrilled with this episode. So, I thought it'd be something fun to get him going.
I mean, it was fun to think about how stupid it was. Find out who was following him?
No. Yeah. I mean, they didn't have to, because I think that Jack pretty much led them to his house, so they got him and burned him in the park.
Oh, goodness, this guy.
Oh, Jack, you silly. You gotta know better than
that.
Let's
go to the park.
That's... But yet, actually, though, if you do look it up, I believe there was actually... Let me say actually one more time. There was a crime committed in Cypress Park, and they did find a body. But I think the timing is a little off. So, it just depends on what you see, what you think. But, okay.
Rubbish.
Rubbish. Debunked. See?
Sebastian, you suck.
Oh, poor Sebastian. I wonder whatever happened to him, though, because, like, at the end, it doesn't say, like, starring or anything, so nobody knows who this is. So, it would...
Well, of course not, because he's from the future, and you can't identify anybody from the future.
Yeah, but usually they'll produced by and all this, and it's not. So, yeah, if y'all want to watch it, like I said, it's very interesting to watch. It's only about 30 minutes. It's not very long, and, you know, it's fun to watch. I've watched it a couple times, and I get into it when I watch it. I really do. Because he does sound pretty convincing, but once you think about it afterwards, you're just kind of like, nah. But, and then if you look things up, they're like debunked, and this, you know, people are all over it. The comments are ridiculous. Troy found some comments that he showed me, and they were basically saying the same thing about there's no way he could have his own furnished apartment after, you know, not having anything like money or the means, anything. You know, a background whatsoever. So, yes. But that is our story. The Confessions of a Time Traveler, a.k.a. The Man from 3036. So, do you have anything to add?
No.
No?
No.
Did you have fun?
Yes.
Yes? I hope you guys had fun. I hope it caught your interest a little bit. We'll get back on track next week. We will get a big story going. I've got one in the works. I'm having a hard time with it. I'm trying to find some really cool stuff on it. And I want it just to be wonderful because it's super important to me. And I will give you a hint.
Also, if y'all are in the Covington, Georgia area, Alaric and MJ is down there today. I don't know if any of y'all got to see him. And it's supposedly supposed to be more tomorrow from what someone said. So, FYI.
MJ's down there?
Mm-hmm.
He's precious. Okay. So, but what I was going to say is, here's a hint for our next episode. It's in Romania. Do with that what you will. And I will post more hints on Instagram at Supernatural Smut Podcast. Y'all have a wonderful, fantastic, glorious week, and make good choices, and fuck you, Barry. Anything?
Carmen Bra.
There it is. All right, y'all. We will see y'all next Sunday. Bye.
Bye.